Hi, everybody. This is Carol Topp. And before the Dollars and Cents show gets started here, I just wanted to remind you and let you know that I'm not doing this alone. The Dollars and Cents show is part of a radio network, the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. It's a bunch of podcasters who are all homeschoolers podcasting about their lives and homeschooling. So I wanted to let you know to go over to Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and look at such great shows like Homeschooling Co-op Style or Homeschooling in Real Life with Fletch and Kendra. They're a lot of fun to listen to. The Homeschool Sanity Show, don't you think that sounds like a fun one? We've got my friend Mary Jo Tate doing a program called Flourish at Home. And Helen Melanie Young are talking about making biblical family life practical. Israel Wayne's going to start a podcast here soon. We've got other shows like the Finish Well team, which talks to teenagers, and Dr. Woody Wilson, who talks about the Constitution. Oh, there's just almost too many to mention and more coming up. So if any of those sound interesting to you, go ahead and check out the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Hi, everybody. This is Carol Topp. Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Show, episode number 20. This is the second part of a four-part series I'm doing on career exploration for high school students, although mom and dads and college kids might get a lot out of listening to this, too. In part one, I titled it, How Do You Know God's Will When You're Only 17? Yeah, well, that's a good place and a good question to ask. And basically, I said career exploration is not really a bullseye or a target that you have to hit the middle of. It's more just a process of discovery. At the end of doing career exploration, you're not going to say, well, this is what I'm going to be the rest of my life. Nope. It's more likely you're going to say, this is the next step I want to take. It sounds interesting to me. I'm going to pursue this career path. The career exploration process, as I outlined in the first episode, episode number 19, which you might want to give a listen to before you start this one, is really got four steps. And in this episode, we're going to talk about really the first step, which is investigating your personality, your abilities, your skills, your priorities, your values, things like that. And in particular, I'm going to talk in this podcast about some personality tests that can really help you in your career exploration process. After you've investigated yourself, your personality, your abilities, then you need to match them with possible careers. And a lot of the personality tests I'm going to share today do that. And you're ultimately going to build a really, really long list of potential careers. The third step is to research some of those careers that sound most interesting to you to see if there's a fit and narrow the list down. And finally, the fourth step is to prepare a plan of some kind to help you pursue the career choice, the one, two, or maybe even three that you've picked. All right, so let's dive into this first step of the career exploration process, which is investigating. Investigating yourself, mostly. But here's what I recommend. I recommend you start with writing a long list. Get several pages and build this over time, several days, even weeks. List all your skills, things that you are good at, and not just academic classes. Don't just say I'm good at algebra, but I'm good at working with kids. I'm good at programming my parents, you know, to TiVo. I seem to be good at endurance. I seem to be, you know, all the things that you're good at, okay? Also things that you're just plain interested in, you know? Obviously, I'm interested, like, in reading books. Well, what kind of books? I'm interested in video games. I'm interested in walking outside. I'm interested in whatever. All the things that you have an interest in. Then list your talents, things you've developed. You know, the typical talents, music, athletic ability, things like that. List that stuff, because these might be very good areas for potential careers. And then just list what you like to spend your time doing. When you have free time outside of sleeping, you know, what do you spend your time doing? These kinds of lists are very important to try to help you discern, maybe I would like a career in this thing. Now, maybe you decide you don't want a career in this thing that you haven't interested in, but it could certainly be a hobby or an avocation. For example, one of my friend's daughter, Amy, loved reading books. And when it came to high school and she was trying to decide what she wanted to go to study in college, she just said, I don't know what I want to do in college. I just know I would love to be paid to read books. Well, hardly anybody pays you to read books, or books that you want to read. So she pursued some other things. But she will always have a love for reading, and she will do that as her hobby and as her enjoyment in life, even if it's not her career. I'm the same way with art. My high school art teacher wanted me to go to art school. And I said, no, I'm going to Purdue University, I'm going to study engineering. Because I was also good at math and science, and that's a better career choice, to be quite honest, than art. But I still enjoy art. I love going to museums. I appreciate others' art. I even have some small talent that I'm trying to dig up again and taking a few drawing classes. So, as you investigate your skills, talents, interests, what you spend your time doing, don't say, well, I never want to do that career. I'm not even going to put it on the list. The idea right now is for you to build big, long lists of lots of things and then say, well, I may want to pursue some of these as a career. Others may just be my hobby or my love, or maybe I can do them as a second career. There's always time for that, maybe. But what I really want to focus in on are some great personality tests that I have found that are more objective than just you listing these skills, talents, and stuff that you're good at. Oh, by the way, when you do list your skills and talents, make sure you give the list to your parents, your siblings, and a good friend, and have them add to it, because they may see some things that you are good at that you don't see in yourself. That's also how some of these personality tests can be very helpful. They will reveal things about you that you just took for granted. You didn't even know you were good at. It's so natural to you, you don't realize that that's actually a talent. I'm that way. I am organized. I am naturally organized. And people will say to me, Carol, you're so organized. And I think, well, isn't everybody? Isn't this just naturally how they should be? Nope. Guess what? Not everybody's organized. And these personality tests I'm going to give you will help you discern that. Let me say that the notes and the links to these, I'm just going to discuss three personality tests. They're all online. Can be found in the show notes over at dollarsandcentsshow.com, episode number 20. I'll also put a link for this podcast over at microbusinessforteens.com. Go on the podcast page, look for episode 20, the Career Exploration Series, four parts, and I hope you listen to all the podcasts. Well, let me talk to you first about one website called humanmetrics.com. It's just a very simple test, free, takes you 10 minutes, a lot of fun. Humanmetrics.com. So what humanmetrics.com has is something called a Jung topology test. Jung is spelled J-U-N-G, named after, I believe, the psychiatrist. Anyway, you're probably even a little familiar with this kind of a topography test. Through asking a series of questions, takes you about 10 minutes, they will discern whether you are more extroverted or introverted, whether you're more sensing or intuitive, whether you're more thinking or feeling, and finally, a fourth one, which actually comes from the Myers-Briggs test that you may have heard of, whether you're more judging or perceiving. And then from those four areas, you kind of get a four-letter code of what kind of personality you are. Now, that's not to say any of these are better or worse. It's not. I almost don't like the thinking feeling, as though people who feel things don't think or thinkers don't feel. That's a little unfair. It just means you lean more in one direction than in the other. And pretty much people say that these can kind of be pretty stable over time. So if you take it as a teenager, you might change your degree of, say, introvert or extrovert over time, but pretty much you might find yourself being pretty consistent. Okay, so I took this Jung topology test. Like I said, it's free, takes 10 minutes. It's actually kind of fun. I am an ISTJ. That means I'm an introvert. I am more sensing than intuitive. I am strongly more thinking than feeling, and really peg the meter on judging as opposed to perceiving. ISTJ. Now, what's really fun is to get the other people in your family to take it too, or a few of your friends, and just have them over and do this kind of stuff, because it helps you understand other people so much better. Matter of fact, on the humanmetrics.com website, they actually have a test for you to take like before you get married to understand the person that you're marrying. But what I liked is that if you start with this four-letter code to describe you, but then there are some websites that actually say, hey, you know, there's a strong tendency for ISTJs to find success in this list of careers. And that's pretty cool. So it's a way for you to kind of build a list of careers that people with this personality seem to be succeeding in. Well, two of my major careers, engineering and accounting, are where ISTJs end up landing. And so that's pretty consistent. So these personality tests in my personal experience have kind of borne out some good fruit. And again, at this point, all you're trying to do is to build a long list of potential careers. So taking the Young Topology Test over at humanmetrics.com, 10 minutes free, is a great free way to start. Let me take a short break now, and I'll come back and I'm going to share with you two other very helpful personality tests that are tied to careers. One is free, the other one costs a little money, but not very much at all, and definitely worthwhile.
More than 50% of teenagers were unemployed last summer. Are you a teenager who needs some money but can't find a job? You can earn money by starting a business, and Micro Business for Teens will show you how. You'll learn how to come up with a great idea, test it, and avoid common pitfalls. Discover the secrets to success, put into action what you learn, and before long, you'll be raking in the profits. Check out Micro Business for Teens website for ideas and profiles of teenagers who are running their own micro businesses. Visit microbusinessforteens.com and get started earning money today.
Hi, it's Carol Topp, and I'm back, and we are talking about career exploration, and in particular, personality tests that you can find online that might be very helpful to get you started in thinking of potential careers that people with your personality have found success in. So I just talked about humanmetrics.com, but the next one is called found over at Kiersey.com. Let me spell that. KEIRSEY.com. Kiersey.com. This will be in the show notes for this podcast over at dollarsandcentsshow.com. Look for episode number 20, Career Exploration Part 2. I'll also put it over at my website, microbusinessforteens.com. You can find it in the podcast page over there. But the Kiersey.com website offers another kind of personality test, and it classifies people into four different temperaments, as they call them. And the temperaments are guardians. I'm not going to go into describing these. You can go online and do that. Guardians, artisans, idealists, and rationals. And it has to do with how you communicate and things like that. But anyway, when I took this test, again, over at Kiersey.com, it's free. They call it the, click on the button called KTS Roman numeral 2. It's in the upper right corner of that website. They might ask for an email address, you know, so teenagers get your parents' permission first, but, you know, it's no big deal. It's free. I took this test, doesn't take very long again, and they said I was, I fit the personality type, a temperament is what they call it, called a guardian. Guardians, well, that sounds cool. And then they even break down guardians into four different types: providers, protectors, supervisors, and inspectors. And then they go on to give you a list of potential careers that guardians land in, and particularly they say that they're giants in the business world, and then they give you examples of famous people who were guardians. And so again, it seems to make sense with my careers, which have been, you know, accounting and finance and things like that. So go check out the temperament sorter at Kiersey.com. Again, it's free. Kiersey, KEIRSEY. It's a lot of fun. Have your other family members take it too. But that's a great free personality test. Now I'm going to share with you another one that I have really found very useful. It costs a little bit of money, but not very much at all considering how good it was. It was really good, to be perfectly honest. And it is careerkey.org. Careerkey.org. And over at careerkey.org on the front page, well, they just have some good stuff over there about choosing a career in general. But click on the button that says take the career key test. They charge $12.95. Takes about 10 or 15 minutes. Make sure you print all this stuff out, by the way. Print out whatever these results are and keep them. Or they have another alternative. If you buy it as a group purchase, which I did when I taught career exploration to a class, I think I bought, I could buy like 30 licenses, and it was like very inexpensive, less than $5, maybe even down to $1 each. But anyway, click on the information over there at the group discount page. So anyway, what I loved about the Career Key test was that they actually score you using something called the Hollins theory of career choices. And they score you in 6 different areas, and they give you a pneumatic score, a number. And so basically pegs you whether you're real strong in this area or not. For example, the 4-6 areas, as opposed to some of those other personality tests I were giving you, didn't only had like 4 areas. The 6 areas careerkey.org covers are realistic, social, investigative, enterprising, artistic, or conventional. And then, like I said, you end up getting this number score, which is kind of neat. I ended up scoring very high on conventional, scored a 16. I don't know what the max is, but I think that's pretty darn close to the max, maybe 20 is max. And then investigative, it was a 15. And then social and realistic were very low on the scale, 3 and 6. But what they do is they give you this nice printout and print it out to say, hey, here are some careers that people with high scores in these areas study or they're successful in, college majors or careers. So guess what's listed, you know? Under conventional is a bookkeeper. Under enterprising, my 3rd high score was accountant. Tax examiner, guess what, I do that. Also engineer under investigative. Well, those have been my 2 major careers, engineering and accounting, right? So I was just so pleased with Career Key for $12.95, or if you get a group discount, more than 5 people, I looked it up here, it's $5 each, more than 50 people, $3 each. So, you know, get a group of people together, more than 5 of you, and it's only $5 to take the test. That's definitely worthwhile considering what they give you. And then you can keep clicking on the website, and I think it ends up tying to specific careers. Like, I think they take you over to one of the federal government websites, the Occupational Outlook Handbook, to describe the different careers, so you can actually start researching. Although that's, we're going to save that for the next podcast, how you do some of that research. At this point in the career exploration phase, we are just trying to investigate your skills, your personality, your abilities, and trying to build a long list of potential careers. And so these 3 personality tests that I mentioned, the humanmetrics.com, the free one, the kiersey.com, also a free test, pretty short, and careerkey.org, and that's very affordable, $12.95 or down to $5 if you get a group rate. There are also some much more expensive and intense personality tests and career exploration tests, and one is offered by Crown Financial Ministries. Very good. I had my daughters take that. I believe it's called Career Direct. I think it cost at the time about $70. I'll put that in my show notes for you, though. But it's one of the tests that at least considers also your values. And I haven't touched on that very much, but I do in my ebook, Career Exploration. What are your values in life? And that needs to be very important when you discuss and start thinking about potential careers. So these online tests I gave you today don't talk about your values or your convictions or your priorities in life. They just talk about personality, okay? So the Career Direct, because it's offered by a Christian organization, Crown Financial Ministries, does take into consideration your faith, your priorities, and your values. So anyway, I hope that was helpful. I've probably introduced you to some personality tests that you're not familiar with before. And like I said, they're a lot of fun to take, actually. Have your family members take it and discuss your personality versus them, and discuss the potential careers that they list. And save the lists, because in the next podcast, we're going to talk about the researching. Taking this long list, and how do you research and figure out if a particular career choice might be something that you want to pursue? How do you go about doing that? So, this has been Carol Topp. Again, you'll find the show notes over at the Dollars and Cents Show. Look for episode number 20, Career Exploration. This has been part 2. I hope you go back, listen to part 1, and join me for parts 3 and 4, where we're going to talk about researching careers and also making the plan. In particular, how to pick a college and a college major, which is a big part of helping you towards your next step in your career. Thanks very much for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.